Yo, what's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? And if you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. Because we winning, family. What's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And what's up? Yeah, man, I just had to get in the building, man. This joint really been on my mind for a while. Man, you know, like, I write my titles down sometimes when they come to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, thoughts and ideas, man, I write them down, you know. So my thoughts come to me, family, you know, and the titles come to me, family. So when this title came to me, when this speech came to me, family, when this message came to me, family, I was like, man, I applied it to my life, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, man, when you living, man, you gotta almost get out of the brainwashing of even your own family. You know, we living in society today, and as a, you know, just as a human being living in society, man, it seems like you have a structure, a system around you that's constantly trying to grab your attention and getting you to look at this or getting you to want to buy this. The only reason we want to buy things is because we see it and the way it's presented to us, that it looks cool. And we be like, oh, that look cool, so I want that because that'll look cool on me, because I want to look cool because somebody made something look cool. So they showed it to you. So, you know, the way we think has been programmed, has been formed. You know, that's why television, you know, it all depends on who you talk to when it comes to the impact of television. You know, some people look at television as the demon. You know what I'm saying? You know, they look at that television like it's television programming. I mean, you're being programmed, you know, and no doubt about it. You know, and some people look at television like an escape. It's entertainment. It's funny. You know what I'm saying? I have to admit, as a child, I love television. I don't watch television that much anymore. And it's not like, oh, I hate television. But I'll say that I found more things to do with my time than to watch somebody else. You know, I love sports. I love athletics. I really do, man. I enjoy being an athlete. You know, I wouldn't say that I'm an athlete anymore. I'll say I'm athletic. You know what I'm saying? I'm no longer an athlete. You know, I work out. I train a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have the same mentality I had when I was an athlete. I don't identify as an athlete anymore. I'm athletic. Right? So it's like, we have to understand that there's growth that comes with things, and we have to begin to change the way we see things. I love working out, but I'm no longer an athlete. So I had to change how I worked out. When I was an athlete, man, I would squat 400 and something pounds. Why in God's name would I put 400 pounds on top of my body right now? I don't have anything to prove. Now, I still do squats. Yeah, most definitely. But now I do squats without weights. And I can do like 25 squats a set. I can do 4 sets of 25. And I've done 100 squats. I don't know if I can do 100 squats. Well, I know I can't do 400, 4 sets of 25 on 100 squats. I mean, let's just cut that out. Praise God. Right? So it's an understanding in my mind. I had to reprogram my mind when it came to my approach to weightlifting and exercising, because I was no longer an athlete, but I wanted to maintain being athletic. So we have to understand that our belief system has been shaped by our family. It's been shaped by society through television, through what they promote a lot in this society, your economic status. You know, there's a lot of, you know, the news, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of programming of our mindset. And growing up in church like I did, family, you know, there's a lot of programming in church too. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of programming and about how you view the creator, how you view yourself. Hell, they even make you think about color when it comes to your creator. You know, all the different pictures of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You know, the first black Jesus I ever saw was on the episode of Good Times. That's real talk. Y'all, those who watch Good Times know what I'm talking about. When Michael painted black Jesus and then everything started going good in the house. Y'all remember that episode of Good Times? Yeah, that was the first time I saw a black Jesus was on an episode of Good Times. So, you know, even in, you know, even when I went to church and I was following Christ, you know, they had, you know, man, a picture of Christ is whether he was white. You know, and it's like, you know, they would say I was created in God's image. And I'm like, man, you know, is God white? You know, what part of the game is this? You know what I mean? It just, it made you question things. You know what I'm saying? And then all this heaven and hell and, you know, man, programming. You know, the way I viewed God was taught to me. It wasn't developed in me, you know. And I must admit, as a black man, I would as a black man that's grown and learned more and understanding the significance of my people on this world, not just America, but I'm talking about this world. You know, the black man had traveled all the continents of this world. You know, as I've gotten to learn, man, that Jesus, God that they gave me in at church, it's more to it than that when it comes to me as a black man and society as this world goes. The black man has implemented and impacted and developed all across this world, not just in the Americas. You know what I'm saying? So when you begin to live and get understanding, man, you begin to find yourself deprogramming from what was programmed inside of you, right? So in church growing up, family, I would always hear God sits on the throne. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. You know, God is still on the throne. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what's going on, God is still on the throne, right? But growing up in church, there's a lot of energy given to the devil. Oh, you know, the enemy and da 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 da, and the devil, and the devil tried to get me, and the devil just was using her. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk, too. We give a lot of energy to the devil in church, right? So I was thinking, I was asking myself, I was in prayer, man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, God and I, you know, we commune, man. You know, I love God, man. I'm not about to sit up here and stunt. And you should love God, too. And I spend time with God, man, because I want a better relationship with God. You understand? And you can't have a relationship with anything or anyone if you don't spend time with them. If you don't spend time together, man, it just ain't going to walk. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't going to work, family. You know. So I begin to think about God being on the throne. If God sits on the throne and never gets off the throne, if God is king, if God still sits on the throne, if God is the authority, if God still sits on the throne, if God is the creator, if God still sits on the throne and he is in control of any and all, why then are we paying any attention to the devil at all? At all. There is no devil. There is no devil when it comes to your life. Now, you got to be prepared for evil. It's evil in the street. Don't get it twisted, because life is about balance. You got to, you know, that, you know, it's good and bad out here. Don't get it twisted, right? It's good, but that has no authority over you. It's how you, it's how, what you do to yourself. It's how you put yourself in position. So if God still sits on the throne, then that means we need to be focusing and getting closer to God. That means we need to be having a better understanding of God. If God still sits on the throne, that means everything else is irrelevant. Right? If God sits on the throne and doesn't render his throne, we can't, nobody in the room can sit up here and verify a time in history, a time in life where God is lost. Can anybody point out and point meet the individual that has beaten God? What's his or her name? What's this entity's name? What's up with them? If they've beaten God, they didn't whoop God, but I need to know who that be. God is undefeated. God is the creator of all. So when I'm talking about pressing in and getting close to God. I'm talking about just spending time. I ain't told you to go to nobody church. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if God still sits on the throne, then we have to press in closer to God. That means we got to get to knowing God. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, what does it mean? What does it mean? And it all depends how you look at God, it's how you look at yourself. It's like if you improve looking at yourself, if you improve what's around you, if you improve yourself, you will see more and more of God. Like the more you move towards God, and you know, you look at, you know, let's look at it for what it is, y'all. I'm not sitting up and talking about trying to tell you what you need to call God and I'm not trying to tell you any ceremonies you need to participate in. I'm not telling you that you need to eat this or drink that. I'm not telling you that. What I'm saying is, if God still sits on the throne, that means God should be the focus. We should press into God. And if you want to get to know God, you'd be like, man, I ain't going to nobody church. I get it, family. So then if you want to get to learn somebody, how do you get to learn somebody? You look at their character. You look at their behavior, right? I'm talking about their overall behavior. You understand? Let's don't take moments. You know, sometimes we blame God for moments, the moments that are just life. We can't be mad if somebody die, y'all. Dying is a part of life, y'all. That's when your life ends, is when you die. So dying is part of the game, y'all. That's all of us, family. Now, the thing is, unexpected death can be painful. Hell, expected death can be painful. We all know Big Daddy on the way out the door. He in the bed in there. And everybody starting to come up here from the south and say their goodbyes. That's because Granddaddy about to check out. Granddaddy about to die, because it's all part of life. Death is the end of life, y'all. But then we'll blame God for that and get mad like we don't understand that. Death, life is God. Death is also part of life. That's when your life ends. That's how it goes. You're born, you die. But sometimes death hurts and we blame God. But if we begin to plug in and get close and understand the character of God, God is love too, family. I'm talking about the overall everyday consistency. You know, we blame God. It's like we only see God when bad things happen. But man, you wake up every day. You know, I asked this question once before. How much money did you pay for your eyeballs? How much did that heart cost you? Man, you didn't pay for any of those things. Those things were given to you by who? Your creator. You can call him whatever you want to call him. Praise God. You in the title of your God is your business. I don't get into all that, family. But what I'm saying is, if God still sits on the throne, then God is the focus. If God is the, if you believe that God is your creator, God is your provider, if you find yourself praying to God, then you need to understand it ain't about giving energy to the dark side. It's about being aware of the evil. But if you plugged into God, the evil is there, but you're protected from the evil. And if not, you're prepared to deal with the evil because of your relationship with God. If God still sits on the throne, then what is your relationship with the God that still sits on the throne? The thing I like about God, you don't got to have an appointment to get with God. Could you imagine being that humble? That's serious, man. That's serious. I can't call President Obama right now. I can't call President Biden. I can't call, hell, I can't even get on the phone with the president of the Fort Valley State University right now. But right now, if I wanted to, I can talk to God right now if I wanted to. I'm talking about while I'm on this joint right here, I could bust out with a prayer and connect with God, and it's on and cracking, family. I'm talking to the creator, the king of the game, period. Period. What better contact can you have? God is love. What else is God? God is about order, but God is also about, he will use confusion. God is about order, but God will use confusion. All you got to do is look at the word of God. You look at the Tower of Babel. The brothers and sisters in the Tower of Babel, they were coming together. They were unified. They were building the Tower to God, and they couldn't be stopped. So God, the Bible say God changed their language. He changed their tongue where they couldn't understand each other. That's confusion being used. But God is about order. God is about communication. God is about honesty. You know, God is about being sly, not slick, sly, aware, cunning. Be as sly as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. That's balance, y'all. That's balance. You don't think of a serpent and a dove. You think about a serpent and a dove. You're thinking about that serpent getting at that dove. You're not thinking about a combination. Our teacher tells us we should be as gentle as a dove and as sly as a serpent. Man, I got to work on that. I got to work on that. I can get up out my mouth sometimes when, man. But sometimes you got to crack the whip. It's the right timing. But man, I can work on that. I can get better in that. When you're pursuing a relationship with your creator, when you pursuing a relationship with the God that sits on the throne, what you are doing is you're putting yourself in position to get better. When you press closer to the God that sits on the throne, your creator, who you acknowledge, I didn't say you got to go to church now. I ain't said you had to pay nobody no offering. I ain't said you had to pay nobody no tithe. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you being in connection with the creator of the earth. You being in connection with the entity, the creator that gives you breath each and every day. The reason your heart beats. Matter of fact, we're talking about the entity that built you, that gave you your heart, that gave you your brain, that gave you your eyesight. Right? So now we are talking about plugging in and getting closer to that God. We're talking about the God that still sits on the throne, that has created and built you, that loves you, that cares for you, that trains you, that has not left you a day in your life. And the closer you press in, the better you will be, the better you will get, the more thankful you are. The more thankful you are, man, the more thankful, man, when you're thankful, man, if the energy is good, man, if the energy is good, you understand what I'm saying? The energy is good. The energy is good. The energy, man, you pressing in, you going for it. Man, you can be in the belly of the beast, family. I'm talking about I done been in the belly of the beast, homie. I'm talking about the belly of the beast. The belly of the beast, homie. You understand me? Man, I know what it feel like. I know what it feel like to sleep with your mattress on the floor, family. Some of y'all don't know what that feel like. Praise God. I know what it feel like. I know what it feel like to just have, you know, $22 in your bank account. I know what that feel like, family. I'm talking about the belly of the beast. I know what it feel like not to open your mail. Like Fred Sanford said in that episode, he just throw the mail away. Lamont say, why you do it? He's like, I ain't got no money to pay, so why I keep them? they'll pile up. I ain't had no money last week. I ain't got no money today, and I ain't gonna have no money tomorrow. Case closed, as he said. I know what it feels like living in the belly of the beast, man. I promise you, family, I promise you. When I took my mind off my friends, when I took my mind off the women, when I took my mind off the issues with my mama, when I took my mind off the failures in my life, when I begin to look at my life, yeah, who in God's name ain't had no failures, but I had way more success than failure in my life. But I was looking at my life from the failure side, and I was looking at God's side eye, because you put me through this, but not understanding that it's training, that God was putting me through that so I could have the heart that I needed to have to fight for the people that I needed to fight for, so I can have what I needed for my assignment and what I'm called to do. And when you begin to press in, because I'm pressing in, family, I ain't sitting up here talking about something I ain't in the middle of doing, family. When you press in and you understand that, look, regardless of what happened, I'm going to show up. I'm going to keep going back to class. And you got a right to tell God, hey, man, hey, yo, what? I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, man. But, you know, hey, man, I'm going to go, family, but whoa. You know, and you say what you got to say on that, and you move on down the road. You don't stay in that mode with God. You go say what you got to say, and you go back to class. And when you go back to class, we ain't sitting in the back of the room. You got to sit closer to the teacher, because the closer you are to the teacher, family, the more knowledge rains down on you, the more wisdom that you receive, the more intimate of the relationship, the stronger your eye contact is with the teacher when you're sitting in the front row. When you're sitting in the front row, you get what come with the front row. And we're talking about your life. We're talking about your growth. We're talking about your development. We're talking about your health. We're talking about the future of your family. We're talking about your abilities and your capabilities being developed at an all-time high and a fullness. When you sit closer to the teacher, you receive a fullness. You get filled. You rejuvenate each and every day when you plug into your teacher, to your creator, to the king that is sitting on the throne. It's hard to sit back and still work. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to have a gift in that school, man. And you know, that's a good God, the school of God. I call it the school of God, man. Because God still sits on the throne, man. You got to have an ability to work to what you can do. You got to do everything you can do and allow God to be God. It's like you gotta play the game as hard as you can for four quarters, homie. I mean, you got to battle. You got to go get it. You got to work hard. You got to score. You got to rebound. You got to tackle. You got to block. And then in the end, your creator, your God, your creator comes through in the clutch every time. But you got to fight and claw all the way till you need your creator, your king that's sitting on the throne, your leader. You need for them to be clutch, and they clutch every time. We have to press in, family. You have to press in. You have to press in. You have to press in. You have to press in, family. You got to work hard. You got to develop. You got to show up each and every day. You can't allow yourself to fall off. And family, it's going to be real some days, man. You know, we don't keep it real with ourselves. You know, we always talk with a mouth and a tongue that sound like a Hallmark card. Hey, man, life ain't no Hallmark card, family. You know, stuff get real, man. Stuff get real out here, man. Especially if you got a family, man, and you looking to build your family, you know, man, that, you know, cats got to get with the program, man. You know, you got to get on the same page when you got a team and you got a family and you on that. Or you out here by yourself and you trying to grow and, you know, you want to have a balanced life. You want to be able to go out and see something pretty. Or, you know, you want to have a strong man around you sometimes. Yeah, man, it's real out here. It's real out here. But you got to know how to navigate life, family. And I'm going to tell you this. The best guide through life is your creator. The best wisdom and knowledge you can receive is by spending time with your creator and pressing in and focusing on that. Why? Because God still sits on the throne. You know, I ain't no preacher, man. You know, I ain't about to, at the end of this, I'm not going to ask anybody to walk to Alton, you know, and think about Jesus. You know, that's not coming up out of me, family. But what's coming up out of me, man, is an understanding, man. And an understanding that, man, we need that spiritual connection. We can't ignore that about ourselves. Some of us are ignorant when it comes to our spirit. And I need for our spirit to be filled because a lot of us, a few of us, you know, we wasn't raised in that environment. And I get it, family. And I get it. But at the same time, family, what you got to do is you got to begin to press in and gain an understanding. You got to understand that your eyes are not your eyes. They were given to you. Your ears are not your ears. They were given to you. Somebody gave that to you, family. You know, you can sit up here and talk about this, that, and the third. I don't come from no monkey, homie. You know, so, hey, man, brothers and sisters, we got to be encouraged and we got to be hungry enough for greatness that we're willing to plug in to the creator of our lives. We got to be humble enough to understand that we don't know all and we are all, and the way we know is the best way to do it. It don't work like that, family. Sometimes you got to get up out of your family and programming, family. You know, grandmama went to church every day and she said that you didn't go out the house on Saturday night. So don't nobody in the house go out on Saturday night. Then everybody started rebelling and sneaking out the house on Saturday night so they can go down to the juke joint, do what they do, and still get up and go to church on Sunday morning. That's where that come from, because everybody was locking down the house on Saturday night because you had to go to church on Sunday morning. That's where that book come from. You know what I'm saying? But man, I'm not talking about you, your grandmama God, and how your grandmama saw God. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is understanding that there was a mindset about God in your family. And if your grandmama went to church every day, that's how it went down. The way your grandmama saw God is how your family saw God. That's how that went down, family. And hey man, that's a tough one. That's just a reality. But man, when it comes to God, man, it's about having a personal relationship with God. And you have a right to have a personal relationship with your creator. But you got to reach out to have that relationship. And man, how do you build a relationship with somebody? Hey man, if you a brother and you in the street and you see a sister, you like, you a step to her. You're asking her name. You'll give her your name. Now I ain't saying you about to start, you know, trying to get God's phone up and all that. What I'm saying is, it's about acknowledging God and making God aware that you recognize God. Because God ain't left you, family. How could God leave you? He built you. God is inside of us. You understand what I'm saying? But it's about how you view your relationship with God. If you don't view yourself in connection with God, and the only reason you don't view yourself in connection with God, because you got beef with God. Because you think God got beef with you based on how your life is. Or somebody died. You blaming God for your life when you need to be looking at God's when it comes to your life. Your life is impacted by your family, who your parents are. So the lack in your life ain't got nothing to do with God. It got to do with your parents. And let's be fair about that. Let's be fair about that now. Let's be fair about that. It ain't God. It's our parents. Right? So, because God waking you up every day, your mama ain't waking you up. I know, you know, she might smack on the music and shake you out of the bed or threaten to beat you out of the bed because you're taking too long to get out of the bed. But God is what's waking you up because God woke your mama up. So let's understand that. Let's understand that the beef that we have for God is beef that we have with people. Trust and believe, because God is the one that's giving you everything. Hey, man, when you get out of bed, when you cut this joint off and you walk away, you walking away with the feet that God gave you, family, not your mama. You know what I'm saying? So let's understand our viewpoint and our relationship with our creator. You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't had that, if you recognize that, man, you right, Mo, damn, I have been looking at God through my mom. I've been looking at God like God, my mama, my daddy, because my daddy wasn't there. And they say, God, your father. I used to have a beef with God because they would say God was my father and my father wasn't in my life. So I didn't really know how to approach God. So I thought God would buck. You know what I'm saying? Because my old man bucked. You know what I'm saying? When I say buck, my old man stepped. You know what I'm saying? But when I get older, I find out my old man had a Heron problem. So I understand that now. That ain't God. That's my father's decisions. It ain't God's fault that my dad wasn't in my life. My dad became a Heron addict. That's why he wasn't in my life. Because he made the choice to use that needle. That ain't got nothing to do with God. You understand? So what I got to understand, that I got to connect to God, because God relationship with my father ain't got nothing to do with my relationship in God, with God, period. And that's maturity, y'all. And you will mature in life, family. If you really want to be successful and great in life, if you really want to pursue it, man, and believe that you can do it, family, you going to make it. You going to have to run into God, family. Trust me. You're going to run into God, man, them late nights when you up doing what you got to do to make it to the next level you trying to make it to, family. Trust and believe when everybody else sleep, homie, and you up there going to get it and you getting off in the coffin now because you need to learn how to stay up late so you can work and make it happen. Trust and believe you're going to meet God, homie. Because that's just how this thing works. You can't get to greatness without God, family. So if we looking for these lives that we want to live, family, the more connection we have with our creator, the more focus we have on our creator, the more closer we try to get to our creator, the greater our success in life will be. And then you got to begin to understand what greatness is, family. You got to have a, you got to live a great life before you have a great life. You got to live a great life, just like a world champion has to work to become a champion. A world champion is a world champion before they become a world champion. They just haven't been crowned yet. They just haven't went through the process to become crowned. Every athletic world championship that we see, that world champion started in that training camp that year. And they trained and they grind and they performed and they practiced all the way through that season. They were a world champion who were yet to be crowned, but they were walking their journey to their crowning. They were walking their journey to their championship. It's the same thing, family. It's the same thing, family. When you on your journey to your championship, when you on your journey to your greatness, family, you're going to go through some ups and downs, family, but you got to keep coming back. There was no world champion that received a trophy that had weeks off where they didn't do what they were supposed to be doing. It don't work like that. You're a world champion every day. You just haven't been crowned yet. So that's what you need to be focused on, brothers and sisters. You need to be focused for your preparation. So you got to live that great life. You got to spend time with your family. You got to give back to those that gave to you. You got to display the love of God. You got to display the leadership of God. You got to display the humility of God. You got to show these things, because when you start showing these things and living that way, you start getting closer and closer to your goals, to your greatness. Period. I ain't talking to you about getting your goals right and things like that. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking to you about having your focus in the right place. I'm talking about having perseverance to press through, to get a guide from God, to connect with God, to have a thankfulness about yourself, and to live a life that shows that God is in you, to live a life where you love in others. And I'm talking about your family, homie. I ain't talking about you got to go out here and feed people in the bowl line. In the soup line. I ain't saying that, family. I'm just talking about, hey, man, brother, if you got a child, family, you ain't been taking care of your child, family. Family, you're not gonna get the full blessings of your life. You're not. God's not going to fully bless you. Yeah, he's going to still wake you up and give you an opportunity. That's the grace and the mercy, family. But God not going to bless you, family. God not going to bless what you own, family. You got to do right by your children. We got to do right by our children. And God can help us with that. God can help us overcome baby mama drama. God can help us overcome the child support system. God can help us overcome our angry child who's mad because we ain't seen them and they ain't been in contact with us. So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to your family, we have to show the God in us. We got to press into God. We got to press into God. We got to work. We got to be faithful. We got to be dedicated. We got to be consistent. If you want greatness in your life, you got to be consistently trying to be great. You got to be consistently chasing that greatness, family. That's the only way you're going to obtain greatness. That's the only way you're going to receive greatness. That's the only way you're going to capture greatness. That's the only way you're going to achieve your goals and your dreams, family, is you got to go get it. So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, family, to be encouraged, to be strong, and to pursue God and to focus on God and help God understand that you understand that he is your teacher and you are dedicated and devoted to winning and winning with him.
And when that happens, family, you will find yourself achieving your goals. You will find yourself pursuing your goals. You will find yourself living happier, family. You will find yourself more involved. You'll find yourself in a different place in areas that you thought you could never feel victory again in your life. Your life will begin to change when you show up for class every day and you sit closer to the front because you want all the fullness. You want to feel full from that knowledge that you're going to gain from your teacher. And brothers and sisters, that's what we will experience when we find ourselves focused on connecting and not leaving the God that sits on the throne. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and I want to say thank you for listening to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?